And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of August, 2015. On this day in 1912, Virginia Stephen married Leonard Wolfe and became Virginia Wolfe. She was 30. He was 31. They were married at a registry office in London. 1519, on this date, Ferdinand Magellan set off to sail around the world. He was sailing for Spain. He left Seville, heading west, crossed the Atlantic, reached Brazil, turned south, went down around the coast and through the strait that came to be called the Strait of Magellan, sailed into the next ocean, which he named the Pacific because it was calmer than the Atlantic, wound up in the Philippine Islands, where he got involved in a war between two tribes, and he was killed in battle. The fleet continued without him, and they got back to Spain in 1522, 3 years later. It was on this day, 1846, the Smithsonian Institution was established in Washington. Money left by James Smithson, the illegitimate son of a nobleman and a widow related to the royal family. He inherited a lot of money, but because he was illegitimate, he couldn't take advantage of any social connections, so he never married. He had no children. Bequeathed his entire fortune to the United States, a country he had never seen, and it went to form the Smithsonian, which now includes 15 different museums. It's the birthday of Jorge Amado, born in Brazil, 1912, one of the most widely translated novelists in the world, author of Home is the Sailor and Dona Flor and Her Two Husbands. It's the birthday of Ellen Hart, born Minneapolis, 1949, mystery novelist, author of This Little Piggy Went to Murder and Dial M for Meatloaf, which has a murder in it and also a meatloaf recipe contest. And it's the birthday of the poet Joyce Sutphen, born in St. Joseph, Minnesota, 1949, who said she discovered her voice as a poet when she found herself in London for 3 months with a room of her own. And she went on to write many poems about farm life in St. Joseph, driving tractors and milking cows and picking strawberries. Here's a poem for today by David Shoemate, Passing Through a Small Town. Here the highways cross, one heads north, one heads east and west. On the corner of the square adjacent to the courthouse, a bronze plaque marks the place where two Civil War generals faced one another and the weaker surrendered. A few pedestrians pass, a beauty parlor sign blinks. As I turn to head west, I become the schoolteacher living above the barber shop, polishing my shoes each evening, gazing at the square below. In time, I befriend the waitress at the cafe, and she winks as she pours my coffee. Soon people begin to talk, and for good reason. I become so distracted. I teach my students that Cleopatra lost her head during the French Revolution, and that Leonardo perfected the railroad at the height of the Renaissance. One day, her former lover returns from the army and creates a scene at the school. That evening, she confesses she cannot decide between us. But still, we spend one last night together. By the time I pass the grain elevators on the edge of town, I am myself again, the deep scars of love already beginning to heal. Passing Through a Small Town, a poem by David Shoemate, from High Water Mark, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you.